It's time for WRMJ Senior Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on Lily Bonzak, a graduating senior at Rock Ridge High School. And it's brought to you by Midwest Bank in Andalusia. Now let's join Ty Taylor.
Hello and welcome to the Senior Spotlight on WRMJ. I'm Terry James. On today's Senior Spotlight, WRMJ's Ty Taylor speaks with Lily Bonzak, a graduating senior at Rock Ridge High School. And the spotlight is brought to you by Midwest Bank in Andalusia. Now let's join Ty Taylor.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Our Senior Spotlight series continues today. We're talking with Rock Ridge High School senior and 2025 graduate Lily Bonzak. Lily, thanks for taking some time to talk with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's start by taking a look back at your time as a student at Rock Ridge High School. Do you have any like favorite memory or memories that stick out for you as a time as a student at Rock Ridge?
My favorite memories probably come from volleyball and being on the volleyball team. We had a lot of fun times. Just a lot of my friends are a part of it, but it's also just a really great place to like meet new friends and make great new connections and stuff like that. A lot of time riding the bus home after games was super fun. We'd listen to music and yeah, just have a lot of really good memories there.
Spoke about volleyball there, also involved in track and field, you said. So athletics, a big part of your time as a student at Rock Ridge. Can you speak about what maybe you were able to take away from playing sports in high school, how that added to your experience as a student?
Yeah, so it definitely has made it so that I have to balance my time a lot better because it makes you a lot busier, but it also like instills like a lot of good leadership qualities in you. I feel like I'm obviously time management, but also just like how to be a leader, how to like have patience and stuff like that definitely comes a lot from sports more than I would say like time spent in school. I feel like extracurricular activities are super important for those kind of skills.
And of course, there are a lot of extracurricular activities outside of interscholastic athletics or sports, and you are involved in a lot of those as well. So some that you mentioned to me, choir, you're in the Gray Matters Collective chapter at Rock Ridge, FCA, National Honor Society as well. So speaking about those groups, what about them maybe made you want to get involved? And then how have those impacted you as well?
So for Gray Matters, they started that here at Rock Ridge when I was a freshman, and it just seemed like a really cool organization that was like aimed towards helping people and like being able to talk about your feelings and making that okay. And I just thought that was a super cool thing to be a part of, and I've stayed a part of it for all 4 years, and this year I'm a student leader, and that's been super fun. With FCA, I've always gone to church and such, and I thought it was really cool that there's a group at school that like did that and had meetings and had brought people together to talk about God and such. National Honor Society is just a great organization where you build your leadership skills. And I knew a lot of people who were part of it, and like, I knew it had helped them grow as people. And it's been great. And choir it's been one of the things I've always done. And I love singing and just also a great group of people, but also like a different group of people. But like still builds you as a person, makes you really well-rounded and stuff like that.
All right. So on the academic side of things, is there a favorite subject you have or maybe a favorite class that you've taken during your time at Rock Ridge High School?
Favorite class, I would say probably human anatomy. It just was super interesting and to learn about stuff like that. I'd say generally my favorite subject is probably social studies just in general, but yeah.
And for you, in terms of being a student at Rock Ridge and growing up around the Rock Ridge School District and now getting ready to graduate from Rock Ridge, to you, what makes like Rock Ridge special and has made your time enjoyable there, you think?
I just feel like it's like such a tight-knit community that it's hard to not love it just because like everyone knows everyone, and it's just like everyone's almost family. Like, you know everyone so well. It just is, it's going to be hard to leave, but yeah, I just feel like it's a great community to be a part of.
All right, so as we wrap up with you, can you walk us through what your post-high school plans are for next year?
Yep, I am planning on going to Iowa State to study architecture.
And then last question, just what got you interested in wanting to look at that as a degree and then a career path?
So I've always been really into art and stuff, but I knew like I didn't want to be an artist. That's not really up my alley, but I wanted to find a career that I'd be able to pursue where I could use like my artistic skills, but also like other important like math and like something that would help people. And this is, I kind of stumbled across this just like in visiting there, and I thought it was super cool. And that's really how I came across it.
Rockridge High School senior and class of 2025 graduate Lily Bonsack joining us on the WRMJ Senior Spotlight. Lily, I appreciate the time and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right. I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.